Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If the Tar Heel fans abandoned ship, most of them got safely back into the boat. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It's really coach speak for motivation that goes all the way back to the us against the world days of Frank McGuire. But when Roy Williams claims the media and fans jumped ship on his basketball team when it was pretty bad, he also has to be pleased everyone got back on board when the Tar Heels started playing better. All he had to do was look around the jam-packed Greensboro Coliseum Sunday when the light blue masses showed up with pride to cheer on his team against Miami. Coaches can't give up on the players when things aren't going so well. It's their job to keep trying to make lemonade out of lemons. The fault, my dear Brutus, is with Williams and the coaches who have preceded him at Carolina for creating a basketball dynasty that excites the following to unrealistic expectations every year. Given the choice, old Roy would take that over Florida State, where barely 6,000 people showed up on senior day for the defending ACC champs. Sure, Carolina fans were frustrated early in the season, but no more so than Williams and the staff, based on the head coach's own comments after bad losses to Butler, Indiana, and especially at Texas. But did people stop coming to the Smith Center and cheering on one of the youngest teams in UNC history? Heck no. And were the fans ecstatic and turned more positive when the roster with one scholarship senior began improving in February? Small lineup or not? Heck yes. Sunday's loss to Miami in the ACC title game was painful, ironically because the Heels have gotten so good that they made it to Sunday and stayed with the talented senior-laden Hurricanes for 35 minutes. That was one of the greatest basketball games of the season on national TV, and astute fans know how far they've come, how dangerous they will be in the NCAA tournament, and most of all, how much better the end of the season bodes for the future compared to what it looked like in December. The ship is full again. Reasonable fans know Carolina lost 4 lottery picks and there was no Tyler Hansbrough in the new freshman class. They also recognize the replacements weren't playing Tar Heel basketball early in the season. The talent level is down a little and there was no inside game, but the players kept working, found a style that fit them, and are now going to the big dance with high hopes and a full boat again. UNC fans might jump in to cool off, but they always keep circling. This is Archansky. See ya.